وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ. الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, our book on these days is كتاب الكبائر by الإمام أبو عبد الله محمد بن أحمد الذهبي رحمه الله. The book discusses the major sins, al-kaba'ir. Allah had told us in the Quran, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you avoid and abstain from كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, those that are كَبَائِر, from the things that you have been prohibited. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you abstain, if you keep away, if you distance yourself from those things that are كَبَائِر, amongst the things that you have been prohibited. Because this means that we have been prohibited two groups of things. Some of them are كَبَائِر. Then he said, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If you avoid those ones that are كَبَائِر, I will forgive you those ones that are سَيِّئَات. They are also called صَغَائِر. So إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you avoid and abstain from those things that are كَبَائِر, amongst the things that we have prohibited you from doing, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, the first benefit of that is that your minor sins, your سَيِّئَات, your أَلَّمَم, I will forgive you. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and then I will put you inside a very honorable place, in a very honorable manner. That means I'll make you to enter Al-Jannah with every sense of dignity and esteem. So it is necessary for us to learn Al-Kaba'ir. The first of the Kaba'ir that we have talked about in this book by Al-Imam al-Zahabi is Ash-Shirku Billah, joining partners with Allah. Don't forget, Al-Kaba'ir, if we avoid them, we will enter Al-Jannah, meaning that they will be from the things that put the people into Jahannam. The Kaba'ir are those things that when you do them, the punishment is Jahannam. May Allah forgive us. The first of them is Ash-Shirku Billah. And the second one we had studied in the previous classes is قتل النفس, taking the life of an individual. Someone kills a person بغير حق, without right. I will have mentioned throughout that lesson, when will it be right that a person's life be taken, and how will that be? We have studied all of that under the chapter about قتل النفس. Today, بإذن الله, we'll be looking at Al-Kabira al-Thalitha, the third major sin that Al-Imam al-Zahabi has mentioned in this book, Al-Kaba'ir. Al-Kabira al-Thalitha, the third major sin, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions it as As-Sihr. As-Sihr, the third major sin in Kitab al-Kaba'ir. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions it as al-Sifr, the third major sin. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions it as al-Sifr has many names in its interpretation, but linguistically, it means quite a number of things. إذا سحر عنه linguistically, إذا سحر عنه تباعد عنه. If you say a person سحر عنه, he made this verb سحر عن شيء away from something, the meaning is that تباعد عنه, he went far away from that thing. The same way if you say فحاره, it can mean خدعه, he deceives him. فحاره دون أن يعلم, you can say that he deceived him without that person knowing. You will still use that verb فحار. The same thing you can say فحاره عن عمله, يعني صرفه عن عمله, he kept the man away from his work. He made him become distracted away from his work. So you can see sahara, yasharu, can refer to taba'ud, becoming distanced away from something. It can also mean khida, deception. It can also mean sarafahu an amalihi, yani as-safu an shay, that is distraction from something. It can also mean fatanahu, he brought him fitna. So when you say regarding a woman, faharathu bi jamaliha, that is the woman brought fitna to the man bi jamaliha, because of her beauty, he employed it, and it became a means of trial for the man. You can also employ when you gold plate silver. If you gold plate silver, that is if you cover up silver ring or silver chain, if you cover it up with gold, you can say سحر الفضة, that is طلعها بالذهب, he covered up, he plated that silver with gold. This is what you get in terms of the linguistic meaning of that word سحر. So it comes from the verb سحر يسحر, and it can take all of these meanings. But in the Sharia, when we say al-sihr, we refer to some magical incantations. In al-sihr, a person can be saying some magical words, some ritual recitations. He can be making some conjurations, and as a result of that, will be seeing the effect of what he is doing, either on the body of another person, or on his mind, or on his ruh. The three of them can be affected. So a person is saying some conjurations here now, and maybe even in another town, maybe in another country, maybe on another street, in a distant place, or even face to face, you begin to see some effects. As he spoke those conjurations, it will be that he is casting a spell with what he says upon another person, and then you begin to see that maybe the person begins to have headache immediately, maybe his body begins to turn very hot, maybe his eyes begin to bulge out, maybe his tongue begins to come out of his mouth, maybe his leg begins to get swollen on the spot because of those conjurations. Sometimes what will happen is that some things will be brought together, maybe the hair of that person, maybe a part of the cloth of that person, maybe things like this, and be tied together. An okad will be formed. And that's why in Al-Falaq, we ask Allah for protection. وَمِنْ شَرِّنْ نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَدِ. So the person's hair may be collected. Part of his clothes may be collected. Something from his body may be collected. They make an okad with it, like a knot. And then they begin to say those conjurations on it. Or that they go and throw it somewhere after saying it. And then the person begins to feel the impact of that thing, either on his body. We have seen cases, the person will be seeing the impact of sitting on his body as if he was flogged using a cane. You see the lines of cane on his body, but he cannot see anybody caning him. You can see effects like this. So this kind of a creation of one effect through conjurations, through negative invocations, through incantations, through ritual recitations, either upon something or blown in the air, and you begin to see the effects on somebody else. This kind of a thing is referred to as what? As sihr. The effect can be on the body, on the individual. It can be on his heart, on his qalb. He begins to feel a very heavy heart. He begins to feel very scared and afraid. Or the impact can be on his soul, on his ruh. So it brings an illness to him, either badaniyan or qalbiyan or ruhiyan, nafsiyan. These are the three places a human being can feel the effect of a sihr. Sihr can be conjured upon a person's heart. He did not love somebody before, and he begins to love the person immediately. Or between a man and his wife, they don't have problems at all. The wife begins to hate the husband. The husband begins to hate the wife. All things like this, we shall come back to it. This is just a general explanation of what as-sihr is and the kind of effect that you find. It is from as-sihr. Maybe those people we find making ritual killings today, it is from the jobs of as-sihr. They seek money from as-sihr. How? Maybe the sahir who implored them to do it will tell them, go and look for the intestine of a human being. Go and look for so. And then they put it together. They begin to make conjurations. What then really happens? It is clear to us that it is majorly the employment of jinns. But those things they do are to appease those jinns. So they can sacrifice a human being to appease a jinn. They can look for all the parts of human beings to appease a jinn. So the jinn is now at their mercy. So they say to him, go and bring so money. That one begins to steal money from banks, from markets, from places where people have kept those money without mentioning the name of Allah on it. And then they bring those monies to those persons who have invoked them to bring those monies. They may even invoke the jinn to go and kill a person. They may invoke the jinn to go and be putting a stick in the eyes of somebody. So various means sihr manifests. Various means. A man who is very brilliant will come into an exam hall and suddenly he does not know 1 + 1 = 2. But at the end of the examination paper, all that he has studied in the exam will come back to his mind. They can employ sihr in all of these forms. So you will see that sihr is causing harm to the next person. One person causes harm to the next person. It's the basic thing about it. It always has to do with causing harm. You can cause harm between a man and his wife. It can cause harm between a father and a son. You can cause harm between two brothers. It can cause harm between two co-wives. And all of these in various forms. May Allah protect us all from it. So one major sin, al-kabira to salisa, is as-sihr. When a person engages in this kind of a thing, he is called as-sahir. The one who engages in these wicked actions is called what? As-sahir. A person may be driving a car. He is well, hale and hearty, and suddenly he does not see what is in front of him. He can drive like that into a sea. He can drive like that into an ocean. Some of these things can come as a result of as-sihr. There may be other causes. I am just saying one way people employ as-sihr. So that person employing that thing to cause that effect, he is called as-sahir. May Allah protect us. Al-Imam al-Zahabi in our book, he said as-sihr, al-kabiratu salisatu as-sihr. The third major sin he is discussing in this book, al-kabair, it is called as-sihr. He said, rahimahullah, he wants to tell us what makes as-sihr to be from the major sins. He says, لِأَنَّ السَّاحِرَ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْفُرُ لِأَنَّ السَّاحِرَ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْفُرُ. The reason I have categorized as-sihr as a serious major sin. In fact, here, number three, al-kabiratu salisa. The reason is that because as-sahir, the one who gets involved in sihr, who does sorcery, who does witchcraft or witchery, there is even this that's also common amongst the people. The English people refer to it as necromancy. Necromancy is that they conjure the dead to stand up. They want to ask the dead person a question. It was well known in the primordial ages, in ancient history among the Europeans. They call it necromancy. But we know that the dead does not come back to life. So when they conjure it, it is a gene that appears to them in the future of a human being that already died. It is Islam that makes us understand this fact. No dead man comes when they conjure, when they make their sihr, that the dead man should rise up, or they want to ask him a question. Islam makes us understand that what has happened is not that a dead man rose up. It was the same gene that wants to deceive them that comes in the future of that person who had passed away. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he gave us examples of this that he witnessed rahimahullah during his own time in the 7th century of Islam regarding something around this. The English people refer to it as necromancy. So al-Imam al-Zahabi said as-sihr is from the kabair. Why? لِأَنَّ السَّاحِرَ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْفُرُ. Because the one who makes sihr, labud, necessarily, yakfur, he will commit kufur. He will commit something that will take him out of Islam. He will kill for the sake of a jinn. And to take a life for the sake of other than Allah is kufur and shirk. Yazbahu li ghayrillah. He will slaughter a ram. Take it, let's even say it's a ram. Yazbahu shata li ghayrillah. He will slaughter a ram for the sake of other than Allah. They may even tell it to slaughter a lizard. They may say slaughter a cat. And we know that in Islam it is haram to kill a cat. I'm sure we know that. It is prohibited. It is from the kabair to kill a cat. So the jinn will tell them, kill a cat. I will do so and so thing. So Imam al-Dhahabi said sihr is from the kabair, because li'anna sahir, the person who does it, la bud an yakfur, there is no way out, he will commit shirk in a particular form. Ikhwa, do we know that the jinns may even tell them to go and make sujood somewhere? They can go and make sujood somewhere. They can tell them to cut the Quran into pieces, go and line it up in the bathroom and have their bath on it. When we're younger than this, we used to hear that this thing is common in Northeast Maiduguri. People will have their bath on top of the Quran. Wa ihanatul mushaf kufrun. Disgracing the mushaf is kufr. They can tell them to use a particular page of the Quran to clean their buttocks when they finish defecating. Ihanatul mushaf is kufr. So they may even tell them to kill cockroaches as long as it is life. If you kill a cockroach because of sihr, it is kufr. So it is hardly that you find a sahir that's not involved in kufr. That is the ghalib fi amrihim. May Allah protect us. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, al-kabiratu thalitha, the third major sin. He said, as-sihr. He said, it is sihr. Li'anna sahir. And that is because the person who engages in as-sihr, the person who makes charms, the person who makes black magic, the person who makes sorcery, witchcraft, la buddha an yakfur, necessarily he will do something regarding what? Kufur. Qala Allahu ta'ala, Allahu, who is most exalted over everything, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, walakinna shayateena kafaru yu'allimuna an-nasa sihr. And that comes from that verse. I'm sure we all are aware of it. That verse occurs in Suratul Baqarah, I think verse 102, Abi, where Allah said, "Wattaba'u ma tatlu shayatinu ala mulki Sulaiman, wa ma kafara Sulaiman, walakinna ash-shayatina kafaru yu'allimuna an-nasa sihr." وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون. Allah said, واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. واتبعوا, and they followed. Who are those who followed? ما تتلو الشياطين, those things that the shayateen started by themselves. They now ascribed it to Suleiman. They said that it was Suleiman who started it. They said that these were the powers, hidden powers, given by Allah to Shaitan, to Suleiman, by which he was able to control all sets of animals. You know from the gifts of Allah to Shaitan, يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ وَجِفَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَكُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ. Allah gave him a lot of powers over the jinns, over animals. When birds sing, he knows the meaning. He can interpret what they are saying. Sulaiman. Likewise, his father had something near that too. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. These favors that Allah gave to them, these sahara, the people who make sihr, they ascribe it and say, no, those powers came from this. I know somebody who used to say that he has something, a magical name like that. And that magical name, that was the the staff of Suleiman. That magical name, that is the power in the staff of Suleiman. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So they ascribe this thing saying that they got it from Suleiman. So that was why Allah told us that ittaba'u ma tatlu shayatin ala mulki Suleiman. They are following those lies that Shayatin lied and ascribed it. They say they got it from Suleiman. Allah said, Banu Israel, because this is in reference to Banu Israel. May Allah protect us. If you go to a verse or two before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Awa kullama ahadu ahdan nabadahu fariqum minhum. Awa kullama ahadu ahda. Should it be that each time Banu Israel has a covenant with Allah, each time Allah tells Banu Israel something to convey to people, these people, nabadha fariqum minhum, each time the covenant, for example, they saw it in their book that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was coming. And so they began to say that, wallahi, la in akharaja Muhammadun la nu'minan nabihi. La in kharaja Muhammad, Banu Israel, when Muhammad comes, if he emerges, la nu'minan nabihi, we will certainly believe in him. In the Kitab al-Sirah by Imam Ibn Hisham, there are reports that before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam finally emerged, Banu Israel used to tell the Arabs in Yathrib, in Al-Madinah, before it became Al-Madinah, they used to say to them that, you Arabs, Allah will soon raise a prophet amongst you. Banu Israel used to say that to the Arabs by way of making them understand that they have some knowledge that the Arabs did not have. But when the prophet came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kafaru bihi. So Allah was blaming them that awa kullama ahadu ahdan. Why should it be that, or should it be that each time Allah's covenant came with Banu Israel, that was how the covenant was coming with Musa. That was why it came with Isa. Should it be that each time Allah has a covenant with you, Banu Israel, nabadahu fariqum minhum, many of them will put this covenant behind them. They throw it away. They ignore it. They violated it. Allah said, "Bal aktharuhum la yu'minun." The fact that many of them will not even accept. This was something that you know to be true. So is it that each time Allah has a covenant with you, you reject, violate those covenants? Allah said, "Walamma ja'ahum rasulun min indillah." They had known that the Prophet was coming, alayhi salatu wasalam. Were they not the ones saying that, la in kharaja Muhammadun la nu'minan nabihi? Were they not the ones that were saying that when the Comforter comes, they will believe in him? Were they not the ones who knew that the Quran would come? Allah said, walamma ja'ahum rasulun min indillah. When the messenger now came, when a messenger came from Allah, musaddiqun lima ma'ahum, which was affirming the message they had in their own Torah. In other places in the Quran, Allah made us understand that they saw it in the Quran that the Prophet was coming, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nabadha fariqum min alladhina utul kitaba kitaballahi wa ra'a zuhurihim ka'annahum la ya'lamun. What they knew that Allah would do, Allah would send a messenger. So when the messenger now came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, musaddiqun lima ma'ahu, as a confirmation, his coming was confirming, he was confirming what was already known to them. Allah said, nabadha fariqum min alladhina utul kitab, kitab Allahi. These people who were given a book, they rejected their book. They rejected the Quran. They threw it wara azhuri. They threw it behind them. Allah said, كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They were behaving as if they have never known that Allah will send a messenger. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ. So, نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. طيب. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So what Allah had told them in their own book and inside the Quran, when the Quran began to come from the time of Makkah, before the Prophet came for Hijra alayhi salatu wasalam, they threw everything behind them as if they did not know. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They ignored it. They got busy with something else. What did they get busy with instead? وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Instead of getting busy with the book of Allah, instead of getting busy with the Quran, اتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ, they began to follow those lies that Shayateen brought and ascribed to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a lesson here I want us all to look at. Whenever a person rejects the truth, you come back to hold on to falsehood. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They rejected, they threw behind them the books that Allah had sent them, the message from Allah, they rejected it. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They were behaving as if they don't know that that is the truth. So the punishment, many of the scholars spoke about this in the books of Tafsir. The punishment Allah usually brings to somebody who knows the truth, but who will deliberately reject it, is that Allah will get him busy with falsehood. If you know the truth, stay by it. Stand by it. Don't leave the truth. Otherwise, you will get busy with falsehood. So people began to get busy with lies. And in a similar way, this thing is true for us today in our own times, amongst we the Muslims. We get busy with other than the Quran now. You see, a Muslim is supposed to prove a matter in his life. Say, Allah said this in the Quran. The Prophet said this in the Sunnah. He gets busy with philosophies. One Marvin Gaye, one Karen Kay, one Karanka, one Stephen Kinnicka. They start quoting all those people. They get busy with foreign ideas. Strange to the rules of Islam. It's one of the punishment of Allah over a people. How? Getting busy with other than the Quran. Why? نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They set aside the book of Allah as if they don't know. Ikhwa, it is common now amongst a lot of people. They know the Quran. They read the Quran. They studied the Quran. They know the religion. They know Islam. Yet they set aside the rulings of the Sharia. Allah makes them become busy with falsehood. If you set aside the truth, the punishment for it is that you get busy with falsehood. Was why Allah followed this and told us one of the things Banu Israel got busy with. And that's why a group of people who is very busy with sihr is Banu Israel. Ikhwa, do you know that Banu Israel is busy with sihr? One of the worst sihr group of people in the world are the Jews. Jews, they make a lot of sihr. Here is it that Allah is telling us. Wattaba'u. The Dhamirul Fa'il here. In Attaba'u, Wattaba'u, Ahu, Banu Israel. The pronoun here of Wattaba'u ma tatlu shayatin, it refers to Banu Israel, the Jews. They rejected the Quran and got busy with ma tatlu shayatin wa la mulki Sulaiman. So you find that charms. You find they start talking about geomancy. They start talking about necromancy. They start talking about various forms of mancies. When we were younger than this, our own father used to warn us about reading some books that were in the state library at that time. When we went to the library, our father would warn us, don't read books from this place because they have to do with things like these. Most of these books too were translated into English language. And that's why in the English literature too, there are a lot of things. If you read the course, sometimes they even refer to these things as metaphysics. Today they say it's a part of philosophy. All about that is sahib. May Allah protect us from that. So, ikhwa as-sahir, al-imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, li'anna as-sahir, la budda an yakfur. If a person becomes a sahir, la bud, there is no way out. Yakfur, he will be doing things of what? Kufur. He will be doing things that will expel a person from Islam. And the evidence for that is that Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. What really happened was that it was the shayateen who became disbelievers. Why did they become disbelievers? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. They were teaching the people what? As-sihr. The scholars say, oh, if what they are teaching is kufur, and the act of teaching it is kufur, how about the act of practicing it? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. They say, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. Banu Israel began to follow those lies the shayateen put up together to mislead the people, make them become enemies of Allah. Allah warned us in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So Shaitan cooked up lies and ascribed those lies to Suleiman, that these were the powers that Suleiman had. Meanwhile, it was mu'jizat and karamat that Allah gave to his Anbiya and Rusul and the righteous people after them. But they said, no, it was these magical powers that enabled them to be able to do those things. Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Suleiman did not practice sihr. Suleiman was not engaged in sihr. He was not controlling the jinns based on sihr. He was not sending the jinns messages based on sihr. It was a power Allah gave to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Suleiman did not engage in sihr. He says, ma kafara Suleiman. Suleiman did not become a disbeliever. He did not practice kufr. Walakinna shayateena kafaru yu'allimuna an-nasa sihr. It was the shayateen who became disbelievers by their teaching the people sihr. So ulama say, ta'limu sihr kufr. When you teach people sihr, it is kufr. The act of teaching people how to make sihr is kufr. Ikhwa, this is what Afal Jalabis are teaching their students in Ilekew. Ta'limu sihr. They teach them, the Afal Jalabis. So when we warn you, don't go to Afal Jalabi. It is a big warning for you. Yu'allimuna an-nasa sihr. They teach people sihr. So sihr is kufr. Teaching it is kufr. Likewise, learning it is kufr. We are coming back to it. It's also in that verse. Teaching sihr is kufr by this verse of the Quran. It is something that expels somebody out of Islam. When you teach sihr, you have a book of sihr. You give to your student in Ilekew. If you do this, that woman in the market will be selling. You will tie something, you will say something, you will do something, she will put it somewhere in her market. The jinns will go in the market and begin to gather people to come in front of her. That is how that one will be working. Anyone who teaches a person this, that person has become kafir. The person that was taught to is upon kufur. What was taught to is what? Kufur. May Allah protect us. All round kufur. Everything about sihr. Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. It was the shayateen, rather, who disbelieved. How did they disbelieve? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ sihr. They were the ones who were teaching the people sihr. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, رحمه الله, وَمَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ الْمَلْعُونِ. What is it that shaitan? Ma lahu gardun wa ma li shaitani gardun fi ta'limihi al-insana as-sihra illa li yushkak. Ma li shaitani al-mal'un. What is it that shaitan has as guards, as his objective? What objective, what goal does shaitan al-mal'un, the accursed, the one that Allah has taken away from his mercy, what does he want to gain as an objective? Fi ta'lim al-insana as-sihr, in his teaching people sihr. Ikhwa, the shayateen teach people this a lot. Have you not heard that a person would be said to have gone into the bush to obtain a power? He went there to learn sihr from shayateen inside the devil, inside the wilderness. We have heard things like this before. Someone will go into the bush, they will tell him to come. When he gets into the thick forest, the jinns will appear to him. They say, look up, look left, look right, look this. When he starts looking, the jinn will appear. He says, see this egg? Go and do so, so and so. You alimun an-nas as-sihr. So, ta'limun an-nas as-sihr. Teaching the people sihr is kufr itself. And the one who went to learn it to is kufr. And likewise, what was taught to them is also what? Kufr. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, ma li shaitan yagardun al-mal'un, shaitan, the accursed one. He does not have any other objective when he is teaching people sihr. So you can ask, how do people know all those sihr? The shaitan teach them. Yu'allimun an-nas. The shayateen are the ones who teach Babalawo how to make witchcraft. They teach Yaushoronga how to make witchcraft. They teach them what to do. They tell them what to do. They help them implement what they tell them to do. And they make them disbelieve in Allah. That is the ultimate goal. They make them become mushrikun like themselves. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. The shaitan would invite his company, his group, liyakunu, so that himself and them will be from the people of the fire. So his group, they are amongst ins and they are amongst jinns. Some of them are human beings, some of them are jinns who are engaged in spreading the knowledge of sihr and the practice of sihr. How many young boys today go to the university and then they go and join secret cults? The hassle of that is being able to be upon sihr. And once you join it, you get into kufr. May Allah protect us. Al-Zahabi said, وَمَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ الْمَلْعُونِ. What is it? Shaitan does not have مَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ الْمَلْعُونِ غَرْدٌ. Shaitan does not have any ultimate objective and goal. في تعليمه الإنسان السحر, in his teaching people sihr, إلا ليشرك به, except that he should use sihr as a means of disbelieving in Allah. The ultimate goal for shaitan to teach people sihr is that they should become kuffar. وقال الله تعالى عن هاروت وماروت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about هاروت and ماروت. He said, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَكُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّكُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. الذَّهَبِي said, رحمه الله, إِلَىٰ أَنْ قَالَ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاكِ. الإمام الذهبي gave us more evidences to show that sihr is kufr. The one who is teaching this is upon kufr, is committing kufr. The one who is learning it is committing kufr too. Rahimahullah. And in all of that, he picked it from that verse. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Banu Israel began to follow those lies that the shayateen lied. They gathered, they conjectured them and said they ascribed it to Suleiman. Allah said, Wama kafara Suleiman. As for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, ma kafara. He was not engaged in kufr. Walakinna shayatina kafaru. Rather, it was the jinns who became kufar, who practiced kufr. What did they do to practice kufr? Yu'allimuna an-nasa sihr. They were teaching people sihr. وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. They were also teaching people another thing. ما أنزل على الملكين. Those that Allah sent down to the two malak angels, هاروت وماروت. So there was هاروت and there was what? ماروت. They were two angels Allah sent to the people as a means of trial. Allah has a way of trying people, and He has a choice, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and absolute wisdom and knowledge to determine how the trial of the people will be. Harut and Marut, they came down with sihr. They came down with sihr. Harut and Marut, they came down with sihr. And they were telling the people, He says, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. When Harut and Marut came down, they had sihr with them. They came down, they were two angels, Harut and Marut. So the people will go to them, teach us. They'll say, no, don't learn it. This is sihr, don't learn it. We are a fitna. مَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Harut and Marut, we are not teaching anyone. They were not teaching them sihr hatta until and unless they say to them, innama nahnu fitnatun, we, myself and Harut, Harut and Marut, nahnu fitna, we are a trial for you. Fala takfur, yani fala tata'allamu sihra. Don't learn sihr, because this sihr is kufur. We have been brought to try you. If you do like this, so thing will happen. If someone does like this, so thing will happen. If this join together and you say this thing, so thing will happen. If you draw this line like this, you draw this one like this, you write this one up, you write this one down, so thing will happen. They were saying that to the people, but they were telling them, we are, don't learn it too. Don't learn it too. Because if you learn it, you become a disbeliever. As for us, we are a group of people to try you. Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. So they were telling the people, they were discussing with the people and disavowing them, telling them, don't learn it, we are trials. فَلَا تَكْفُرُ, don't learn it. Don't become a disbeliever by learning sihr. Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا. The people began to learn from Harut wa Marut, despite the warning of Harut and Marut. Hey, don't learn sihr. Yes, we have sihr, but don't learn it. Because we are a fitna, we are a trial. Whether you will learn imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Whether you be grateful to Allah and abstain, or you will forget the mercy and the favors of Allah and then you will disbelieve. Allah said, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا. The people began to learn sihr from Harut wa Marut. From amongst the examples of the sihr that people learned from them is ma yufarrikuna bihi bayna al-mar'i wa zawji. That with which a man can be dispensed from his wife. Yufarrikuna bihi. A man, he had loved his wife all his years and the wife had loved him. They didn't have any problem. Suddenly, sihr will be done unto them. The man begins to hate his wife. The wife begins to hate the man. Yufarrikuna bihi bayna al-mar'i wa zawji. Ulama say this is one of the worst forms of sihr. Sihrul atf. The sihr that has to do with making a woman to love a man. Or making a man to love a woman. The man did not like her. They make sihr to him, so that he can love her. Or the woman did not like the man. They make sihr to her to love him. This is called al-atf, sihrul atf, the sihr of connection. Then there is sihrul firaq, the fear that caused this time, hatred between two people. The ulama say this one between husband and wife, either to cause firak or to cause al-atf between a man and a woman, they are the worst form of sihr. The worst forms of sihr are these two. The one that brings a man to a woman he does not like, or a woman to a man she does not like, or the one that separates between a man and a woman who love themselves. These are the worst form. But they say sihrul firak is worse than al-atf. The one that separates a man from his wife is worse than the one that brings together. But the two of them are the worst forms of as-sihr. That was why Allah mentioned it as an example. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. So if you ask, why did Allah mention the sihr of firak? بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They say it is the worst form of sihr. He mentions it as, and they are the ones who used to do that. بين المرء وزوجه. And Imam Zahabi will tell us another form. A man will marry a wife, he will not be able to have sexual intercourse with her. Her private area will be sealed up. Or opposite, the woman's private area will not be sealed up, but the man will not become erect. We are coming back to it. And Imam Zahabi mentions it. So you can see that sihr is wickedness. That is why anybody who does it is committing kabair. Anybody who does sihr is committing, because it is wickedness. It is sheer wickedness. So Allah says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَالزَّوْجِ. It says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Yet, مَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ. There is no anyone, no harm that they can cause to anyone, illa bi idhnillah, except by the izn of Allah, the permission of Allah. The ulama say the izn of Allah here is iznullah al-kawni, because there is Allah, what Allah allows, what He has made halal, what He has encouraged or even made compulsory, they fall under Iznullahi al-Shari, what Allah has permitted in His Sharia. But Iznullahi al-Kawni, what Allah has permitted should be in existence. Like the way Allah has permitted that in existence there should be a lion, the way Allah has permitted that in existence people can drown in an ocean. These things are in existence. Allah has permitted that in existence there should be fire, there should be electricity. These things could be dangerous to us too. So those things Allah has permitted should be inside creation. They could be things we like, they could be things we don't like. Is this clear? So from the things Allah has allowed in permission is that He has allowed subhanahu wa ta'ala as-sihr to have effect on people. That's why when we read in Ad-Da'u wa Dawa that the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma anzala Allahu da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not created a da'u. Allah has not sent down a cure, a disease, da'an. Ma anzala Allahu da'an. Allah has not sent down a disease, illa anzala lahu shifa'an, except that He has sent down for it the cure. So from the things that Allah has sent down as a disease is what? As-sihr. From the diseases that Allah has permitted in creation, Allah has allowed, Allah has sent it down, is sihr. Wa anzala lahu shifa'an. And Allah has sent down the cure for it. The first cure for sihr is what? Quran. Qira'atul Quran. And the second major cure for sihr is what? Ad-du'a. You see how connected these matters of the religion are. And don't forget, when we are mentioning al-amradu al-ruhiyya, we said there are four of them. As-sihr, wal-ayn, wal hasad, and what? مس الجن، مس الجن سحر عين and what حسد الحاسد إذا حسد. So these are أمراض الروحية. All of them. The first cure for them is what? قراءة القرآن. The second cure for them is what? Dua. For him to, is this clear to us? So Allah said, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. All these things that the people have learnt, they will not cause harm to anyone except by Allah's permission in His creation. He permits that it should happen in His creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They go on learning various kinds of sihr. يَضُرُّهُمْ. That causes harm to them. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And it will never bring them any kind of goodness. إِقْوَى. There is no gain in sihr. يَضُرُّكَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُكَ. It will ever only cause you harm. It will never bring you goodness. So don't say, oh, the good part of, there is no good part of sihr. Al-Imam al-Shinkiti rahimahullah in Adwa al-Bayan. He said, this is evidence that it is kufur. It is kufur that does, yadurru al-kafir wa la yanfa'uhu. It causes him harm and it will never bring goodness to him. He said, this statement is another evidence that sihr is what? Kufur. Yadurru al-kafir wa la yanfa'uhu. Wa hakaza sihr. يَذُرُّ السَّاحِرُ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُ. Allah said, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَذُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. This is another evidence that sihr is kufur again. لَقَدْ عَلِمُوا. And the people who are learning sihr, they know, لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. They know that anyone who goes to obtain the knowledge of sihr, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. He does not have nasib in akhirah. It's kufr. Ulama say, insan, مَا لَهُ, he does not have nasib. He does not have any share of akhirah. It's kufr. Because it's kufr that makes a person to lose the entirety of akhirah. So you can see in this verse, almost every expression proves that sihr is what? Kufr. May Allah protect us from it. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, rahimahullah, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Allah told us about Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَكُولَ. Harut and Marut, مَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. They did not teach anyone sihr. حَتَّى يَكُولَ. Until and unless they were warning those persons. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَا. We are fitna. فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Don't learn sihr. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا. Still people went to them to start to learn sihr. مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. For example, they were learning those things that with which they cause a separation between a husband and a wife. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That thing they have learned. That's their efforts. That's their attempt to cause firaq, to cause disunity, to cause disaffection between a man and his wife. That will not itself happen. Illa bi'iznillah. Except when Allah permits it. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam al-Dhahabi said, ila an qala. This thing went on, the verse went on as we explained earlier, until Allah said, walaqad alimu. And those people who are learning sihr, alimu, they certainly know, they knew for certain that لَمَنِشْتَرَاهُ. Certainly, مَنِشْتَرَاهُ. Anyone who goes to obtain the knowledge of sihr, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. He does not have any share on the day of Qiyam. Where the kafir? The kufar do not have any share on the day of Qiyam. Kufar do not have any share on the day of Qiyam. As Abi said, ayat. The verses go like that. As we explain to the end of that verse. He said, رَحِمَهُ فَتَارَ خَلْقًا. So you see some people, kathiran, so many of them, min al-dullal, many of them misguided, yadkhuluna fi sihr, they go and start to learn sihr, they go and start to learn isha jalabi, they go and start to learn witchcraft, يدخلون في السهر. They go and start joining clubs. Start joining cults. Start joining black magic groups. Witchcraft groups. Some of them, they call them names. So Freemason, what? They call them those kinds of names. Of various forms. الذهبي said, رحمه الله. فترى خلقا كثيرا من الضلال. You say many of the people among those who are already misguided. يدخلون في السحر. They go and start learning سحر. ويظنونه حراما فقط. They are thinking that سحر is just haram. فقط. وما يشعرون عنه الكفر. They forget to know, understand that سحر is كفر. Go to that verse. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان. This verse is evidence that كفر, سحر is كفر. ما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا. This statement, ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. This evidence, second, number two, that سحر is كفر. Is this clear? وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. Third evidence. سحر is كفر. فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله. فيتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم. كفر. Fourth evidence from this verse. That سحر is كفر. ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق. Fifth evidence. That سحر is what? كفر. Then what did he say after that? لبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون. Sixth evidence. All in one single verse. That سحر is كفر. So why should they think that سحر is just haram alone? Why is it just haram? Like drinking alcohol, or like telling lies, or like making zina. Sihir is kufr. It takes a person out of Islam by merely committing it. May Allah protect us. فَيَدْخُلُونَ فِي تَعَلُّمِ السِّيمِيَا. So the people begin to learn simia. What is simia? When we were younger than this, on television, they used to show magic. Like a man came with a bed. He did some things and the bed became two. It used to be shown on the TV. This is simia. It is from the aspects of sihir. Because they only make you see something that is not in there actually. It is called simia. Wa'amaliha. And how to do it. People learn it. We have in Nigeria too, somebody in Southwest became popular with things like this. He will keep his wife and slaughter her. Divide her into two. You'll be seeing the woman divided into two. Later you see her come back. This is simia. So people were going, he was teaching people kufur. So it is kufur. Those who engage in it, kufa. May Allah protect all of us. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, فَيَدْخُلُونَ فِي تَعَلُّمِ السِّمِيَا وَعَمَلِهَا. So people began to learn these things and how to do it. وَهِيَ مَحْدُ السِّحِرِ. And it is no other than clear sihir. وَفِي أَكْدِ الْمَرْءِ أَنْ زَوْجَتِهِ وَهُوَ سِحِرٌ. يعني وَيَدْخُلُونَ فِي أَكْدِ الْمَرْءِ أَنْ زَوْجَتِهِ. People also began to learn أَكْدِ الْمَرْءِ أَنْ زَوْجَتِهِ. Disconnecting a man from his wife. وَهُوَ سِحِرٌ. That is sihir. أَكْدُ الْمَرْءِ أَنْ زَوْجَتِهِ is that. They prevent a man access to his wife. The man married a wife. It can be an old marriage. They'd been married 25, 30 years. He had had children. She has children. Her private area is clearly opened. The man wants to have access. He just sees that the area is blocked. Like a block, sealed. This is Akdul Mar'i and Zawjatihi. Akadaw, they prevent him, tie him down away from his wife. So he's not able to have access to her. Sometimes the way they tie men down is that they become impotent. If he sees other women in zina, he may become erect. But if he comes to a man in his house under with his wife, he is not able to become erect. Some co-wives do this to their co-wives. Some families of co-wives do this to co-wives. So when the man is with their own daughter, he is erect. But when the man goes to another wife that he has, that is the co-wife of their own daughter, Ukida, and her, he becomes tied down away from her. Either by that her own private area becomes sealed up, or that he becomes unable to become erect. May Allah protect us. Wa fi mahabbati zawji limra'atihi yadkhuluna fi dhalik. Some women want their husband to love them more than the rest of the wives. They make sihir to the man. Fi mahabbati zawj limra'atihi. The man begins to love her. If she tells him, open your mouth, let me urinate into it, he will open the mouth. Why? The man is under a spell, is under magic, is under witchcraft. All of these that he is under, it has one single name in our religion. What is it? As-sihir. Wafi bugdiha wa bugduhu. It is another thing they do. Bugduha. He begins to become angry with her. The woman didn't do anything. The man just becomes very angry with her. Wa bugduhu. Sometimes it is the woman who becomes so angry with her husband. Wa ashbahu dhalik. And things like that. Yadkhuluna fiha. The people get involved in them. Bikalimatin majhulatin. With unknown expressions that we don't know. Incantations. Occultic statements and recitations. Invocations. Strange invocations. They begin to conjure. They employ those expressions. To conjure. Bikalimatin majhula. They begin to conjure. Aksaruha shirkun wa dhalal. The bulk of those conjuration, the bulk of the ritual recitations, the bulk of the magical incantations, aksaruha shirkun wa dhalal, they are expressions of shirk. They are expressions of misguidance. Bismillah, we will stop here today. We will come back to it. We have just tried to describe what is as-sihr, and the fact that sihr is wickedness. Anybody who practices sihr is being very wicked. And we will hear what Al-Imam Zahabi said. It is almost a matter of a consensus amongst the ulama. Haddu sihr al-qatl. The legal punishment for someone who gets engaged in as-sihr is that they should be killed. It is one of the reasons that can make taking a soul to be lawful when it becomes engaged in sihr. Haddu sihr al-qatl, capital offense. You make sihr, a man begins to love a woman he did not know before. It happens to young girls, especially these days when they are exposing themselves on social media. Men see them, they make sihr to them. People wonder, why is it that young girls are able to go and meet those men they don't know before? A girl is living in Kano. She comes to Benin to meet a man. It is sihr. You are one easy sihr, he will conjure for her to come. She will come. No amount of prohibition by their father will say she will reject. No, I will go. I will go and she will go. It happens to men too. A woman will see the man and conjure, the man will come. He will call, he will marry her. He does not know what he's doing again. Because he's under the spells of sihr. Bismillah, we'll come back to these classes tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah protect all of us. Don't forget, ma anzalallahu da'an illa anzalallahu shifa. As dangerous as sihr can be, the cure is Quran. Don't forget your daily adhkars in the morning, in the evening. Al mu'awizatan, the Prophet, he said, ma sta'adha ahadun bimithlihima. No one asks for protection from Allah with something that is as strong as Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas. Don't be afraid. Recite Suratul Falak. Always recite Suratul Nas. Always recite Suratul Falak. Always recite Suratul Nas. And Allah will protect you from the evil of as-sihr and as-sahara. Amen. Can we take one or two questions? The time is already far spent above the Rahman.
صلوات الله عليكم يا شيخ.
Amin, amin, wa iyakum. Let's take questions regarding this topic, this issue, bi-ibnillah.
The first question reads, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah preserve you upon goodness. Amin. What are the steps to be taken for a couple affected by sin? A very loving couple before now practically enemies.
I had mentioned it as we read the verse, Qira'atul Quran, especially Suratul Baqarah. Be patient, sit down, be reading Quran, especially Suratul Baqarah, because the Prophet specifically told us about it. He says, La tutiquha as-saharatu, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Batala, they will not be able to sustain Suratul Baqarah. They can't contain Baqarah. Just go on reading Suratul Baqarah. Go on reading Suratul Baqarah. The more you read Al-Baqarah, the more they become very weak. And the more Allah takes away the sihr from you. Recite Suratul Fatiha to always. And likewise Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas. As we were discussing it, I was telling us what to do. So if there's a family like that, recite these things always. If a man finds himself, he's always erect with his family. He just has started to see that he started becoming unable to meet with his family. Please don't stop. Start reciting Suratul Fatiha. Start reciting Suratul Falak, Suratul Nas. Read them repeatedly. Bismillah, Allah will bring you up. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go on reading. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't become hasty in your dua. Don't stop. Read it. Read it. Read it. Read it until you become broken from the evil shackles of a sahir. Don't start going to look for who was responsible. It is irrelevant. It's not necessary. Just go on asking for protection and asking for freedom from Allah. And Allah will make it a means of goodness for you when you repeatedly read the Quran. Bismillah. I hope that is clear about Abdul Rahman. I mean, there's a question about killing a cat. Mm-hmm. Don't kill a cat at all, for whatever reason. Don't kill a cat. It is haram to kill a cat. Is this clear? That expression was clear. This person is saying that, kindly elaborate, is it that it is prohibited to kill a cat for consumption, or it is kill a cat for whatever reason? For whatever reason, don't kill a cat. Is this clear? Allahu alam.
No, exactly not.
I mean, and that's why you see Jalabi people, they kill a cat. Jalabi people kill a cat. They even kill a cat wickedly. They put it in a sack, start hitting it on the ground. They put it inside mortar and pestle, start beating it. May Allah protect us. The wickedly kill a cat is the first symbol. Because all of these things make them become wicked. It's kufur. From the aspects of kufur, a jinn will command them to do that for him. So they will kill it for that jinn. It's kufur. That's why Imam Zahabi told us from the very beginning. لِأَنَّ السَّاحِرْ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْفُرْ. The sahir must commit kufr. He will commit kufr as long as he's a sahir. So sahir is kufr. It is not kufr kufr that takes a person out of Islam. That's why Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. He does not have a share on the day of Qiyamah. He's kufur. May Allah protect us. Abu Abdurrahman, let's call it a day here, please. We'll come back to class tomorrow, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Ameen wa iyakum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum.